I'm talking with Kirsty White about our report Modernising the Planning System. Kirsty, what's the report about?
The planning system affects everyone and everything in Scotland. It decides how your local area and the wider area will look, both in the short term and the long term. For example, the planning system helps decide where new schools will be built, new hospitals and supermarkets. There are a number of public bodies involved in the planning system in Scotland. These are the Scottish Government, who decide planning policy, councils and national park authorities, who decide planning applications, and also other agencies such as SEPA and Scottish Natural Heritage, who can comment on planning applications. The planning system can give rise to strong opinions and contentious debate. The consequences of planning decisions extend far into the future and can have significant impact on both communities and individuals. There have been significant changes to the way the planning system works in recent years, as the Scottish Government, councils and other public bodies have implemented changes aimed at modernising the planning system. Our report looks at whether the recent changes to the planning system are making it more economic, efficient and effective. The report examines the overall progress that public bodies have made in modernising the planning system, and also the impact that modernisation is having on councils' performance in managing planning applications.
And what did you find? What were your key findings?
There have been significant changes to the planning system in recent years, and the Scottish Government, councils and other public bodies have made progress in implementing these changes, and the public bodies are working better together. However, the time councils take to decide planning applications has not reduced. In 2009-10, over 40,000 planning applications were decided by councils. The vast majority of these were for smaller developments, such as adaptations to existing houses. Yet only two-thirds of these were decided within the required two-month timescale. We also found that the funding model for the planning system is becoming increasingly unsustainable as the gap widens between the amount of income that councils receive from planning fees and the amount that councils are spending on processing planning applications. This is leading to greater dependence on already constrained council budgets.
Just picking up on your words there about the current system becoming unsustainable, could you give us some more details?
The funding model for the planning system is becoming increasingly unsustainable. There is a widening gap between the amount of income that councils receive from planning application fees and the amount that they are spending on processing these planning applications. Between 2004-05 and 2009-10, the overall gap between income and expenditure on planning applications increased in real terms from £7 million to £21 million. As a result, in 2009-10, only 50% of councils' expenditure on processing planning applications was covered by income from fees. This compares with 81% in 2004-05. The balance has to be met from councils' central budgets, and these are already under increasing pressure from both rising demand and increasing costs.
Now, the report includes details of a survey of people who used the planning system. What did they say?
We commissioned a survey of individuals and organisations who had submitted a planning application in the past 2 years. We found that overall, the majority of users were satisfied with the planning application process. However, there were some elements of the system that users were less satisfied with. A third of individuals and organisations found that they had not been kept well informed throughout the planning process and were also dissatisfied with the time taken to respond to queries.
So those are your findings. What are your recommendations?
We make a number of recommendations in the report to both the Scottish Government, councils and other public bodies aimed at improving the way the planning system works. We recommend in the report that the Scottish Government should clarify what activities planning fees cover and work with councils and other public bodies to agree an appropriate fee structure that covers the costs of processing planning applications. We also recommend in the report that councils and national park authorities should collect, monitor and report data on the costs of processing planning applications to help inform the setting of fees and ensure that resources are being used effectively.
What happens next with this report?
Our report will be considered by the Scottish Parliament's Public Audit Committee in the coming weeks, and we will continue to monitor progress on modernising the planning system.
Kirsty, thanks very much.